What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
Welcome, everybody, to a remote-as-fuck version of Discussion and Drinks. Bacon is my podcast, because today, Jimmy and I are not in the same room. We're not in the Bib Lounge.
Nope.
And it makes...
And we haven't seen each other for a couple weeks, and I miss you, buddy.
Well, it's not a couple of weeks yet. Well, you know what? We'll count the days.
Yeah.
We will count the days. It feels like many, many weeks, right?
It really does.
Right?
It's very odd.
Yeah. But we'll get into it in after this.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon! Bacon is my...
Yes, right. Here we are.
We are
it's
here.
It's been
me. It is Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce is here. I don't have any of my pets here. I'm in Miami, so I have.
Yeah, you have nice weather.
I have. I have perhaps a nice skyline to look at. Maybe.
Oh. Yeah, that is nice.
And that's the pool. There's a pool down there.
The pool you spent time in.
Yeah, I actually went in the pool by myself, which was odd. I've never done that before. But
was there anybody else in the pool or anybody else down there?
Oh yeah, yeah. There were. It was there were definitely people. There was a family down there, and I didn't want to sully their time.
Right.
You know, but also like as the creepy loner hanging out by the pool by himself. But at the same time, I was just like
in the pool with their children.
Well, the children were not in that pool. They were not in the pool. So for me, I was kind of like, cool, this is great. What I will say that I didn't love is the fact that their kid was on fucking FaceTime the whole time I was in the pool.
That sucks.
Yeah. And quite frankly, their kid is getting groomed? Is that the word?
Oh, yeah, that would be the word.
Yeah. And they don't care. They're like, go, just go. And I'm like, All right. Well, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and do some calisthenics, I guess.
While some water aerobics?
I held on and put my legs out and kicked my feet.
Nice. What's your typical pool routine?
So this is weird for me because I've had a kid for 10 years, almost 11.
Right.
So for me, what's my usual routine? Well, generally, it's make sure they don't die.
Right.
That's my normal pool routine. But as they got older, I was able to go, okay, well, now I can just sort of relax in that pool. And then I was kind of like, cool. I'll just then turn into like a, hey, throw me around. Let's hang out. Let's play. Let's right. throw me around. So my like I get in the pool and then I toss people from one side of the pool to the other side of the pool.
Right. Okay.
You know, and if that's Jen good. Wants to get
so you get an arm workout.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And you know, and then it gets
who doesn't want to get their hair wet?
If Jen wants to get their hair wet. It's like, okay, well, cool. I'll no problem. And then they're like, well, mommy can't throw mommy. And then, yeah, it's a workout, you know? So definitely, my normal thing is a workout, but on the overall, I don't know the last time I've ever gone in a pool by myself in ever.
Yeah.
In ever.
Yeah, since I like rode my bike to one.
Yeah, you know, it's like... so odd. It's a weird thing. And then for a little while, I was just kind of like, okay, well, what do I do here? What do I do? What's happening?
Did you have like, when you were growing up, did you have like the neighborhood pool? Like, was there someone who had one and everybody went, or was there like a public one you went to?
Yeah, at different times in my childhood, for sure. We had a person next to my grandparents that we had one, and then when I moved to where I moved to growing up, my neighbor had one. We also like, hey man, I'm gonna throw this out there, public pools not above me at all. We have where I live a very nice public pool. It's cold as fuck. It is fucking freezing. It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And it smells like bleach. But you know what? I go the fuck in it when I need to.
The choice is usually either bleach or pee. So.
Right. Which, I mean, you can clean either out in your hair. Right? Clean out.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit here. I'm going to quickly see. Give me one moment.
Hey.
Oh, you turn it up.
I don't believe the comp queue was the main thing.
Okay, I just plugged in.
Yeah.
So hopefully that makes things a little better.
Can you hear me better?
I can hear you, and your mouth matches. So it was freezing a little bit, and so I look like I have a great signal, but then our little screen here didn't look like it had a good signal. So.
Oh, okay. So yes, I did have a great pool to go to when I was younger, but you know, and again, I don't look down on pools. We have a great pool. Forest City pool is pretty fucking great.
I had so I had a pool in my yard growing up. Mm-hmm. We had one in our backyard, and that was awesome. You know, one of my first jobs was teaching swimming lessons in the back of the pool. which was great. It's like I figured out one summer that, like, oh, I can teach the young kids around the neighborhood. And I made flyers and I put them in all the mailboxes. And I got like classes of five kids, and each parent paid me $50. And it was like I had 3 weeks of lessons, and it was like, I think it was like $50 for all 3 weeks of lessons, but I had five kids in each class, and I taught three classes that day. So for 5 days a week, I taught three classes, half hour classes, little kids, just showing them how to swim and everything. And I made like a pretty decent amount of money, which was awesome. But then I also had, I could ride my bike like out to this other place, and these people had a pool in their yard. It was just a house with a pool, but they charged people to go to their pool because it was like super deep and they had a high dive. And it was like it was basically their whole backyard was this pool. And so they would charge people to come in, and there'd be like families there, kids there, everybody. And so we'd ride our bikes there and go to the pool there, which was awesome. And I used to do totally stupid things, like do like flips off the high dive and try and land in a tube and stuff. And I was like, I'm very lucky I didn't break my neck several times over.
Yeah. Well, I've done things like that, not off of a high dive. You know,
I used to do them off my roof into our pool, which was dumber. I threw my brother, my baby brother, my little brother. So it would be like in like 3 years or so, Gavin throwing Lacey off a roof into a pool.
That's terrible. That's scary.
Hi.
Stuff.
Hi.
I'm doing a discussions and drinks.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You brought home a pizza.
I did.
Oh, you need to have some. You need to have some. I'll order some. I'll order something.
Annie just walked in with a pizza and grapes. Are they all from the studio?
Yeah.
Nice. So Annie saw him.
Annie sounds either amazing or erotic or
it can be amazing, it can be erotic. Is this going to be erotic? That's the look of yes.
Okay. Well, this will be a quick one, folks. This will be a quick one.
So Annie's working at the studio right now for rehearsals for the Black Hearts, and the benefit of that is that free food items are coming home quite a bit. So whatever they order a pizza and they eat a slice, and then we get the rest. And
yeah, it's so funny because I had people like coming to me going, oh, Annie's home. She was at New Wave whatever the name of it is now. I don't even know what the name of the next.
Yeah,
phase,
she saw Artie.
X phase.
Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's where they always go. And they're like, oh, really? No, that's not really. And I was like, no. That like the past like 2 or 3 years that I've known her, they've been there in the big room, and that's what they do. And they were like,
at a nondisclosed location named studio.
Yeah. And I was like,
y'all are weird.
Because yeah, because everybody listening's weird. There's no name to the studio.
New Wave. It's New Wave. New Wave Seafood in Wantagh.
New Wave Seafood, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, I had people encounter her, and they were like, "No way!" And I was like, "No, it's been a while." And they were like, "No way!" I was like, "Okay, yeah, we can argue. It's fine."
Right. Sure. Yeah. All right.
Sure. That's fine. So you got pizza. I have to order something. What do you think if I? So last night I'm in Miami. I got here last night. And I got Wendy's because it was quick. It was quick and everything else was fucking closed.
Spicy chicken sandwich?
I mean, what else are you going to get? Right? Yeah. Is there really?
That's spicy chicken sandwich and a bacon and cheese potato. That's my move.
Right. Well, no, I just did a medium fry.
Medium fry.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Mel.
And together we host the podcast
Spoil My Movie. We were watching movies anyway.
And we were having in-depth conversations about those movies too.
So we decided to share our thoughts with the world.
You can expect me to gripe about inaccurate details like supposedly cold weather, but you can't see anyone's breath.
And you can expect me to be totally adorable, but also psychologically deep.
And by the end of each episode, we'll provide our respective ratings.
Using a rating scale custom tailored to the movie in question.
Check us out wherever you get your podcasts.
We're everywhere. We're actually behind you right now.
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well, I think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes... How do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts.
Find
some sweet deals on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com. Or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Pondex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors. You're right there. Yeah. Tells you everything.
Find everything about us, leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day,
what's your bacon?
I mean, hey, if you want to pick my poison, Jim, we could get crazy right now.
Oh yeah, you're gonna let me pick your food?
What we can do is,
what's your options is, there what are we gonna
Yeah, well, so what we can do is we can finish this up and end it when my food comes. And then at the end of the episode, I can have my reaction to whatever it is that we picked.
Okay. I like that. That's fun.
It's a fun little thing. So we have, let's see, Don't Break the Bank. Okay. XOCHIMEX. Is it
Zozimex? That's the name of the place?
Is it Zozimex? Is that what it is? XO.
Sure.
You got a pen?
Would that be a J?
Zozimex? Cantina Grill. Okay. We've got Miami Grill. Hey, I'm in Miami.
You're there.
Pita Fresh.
Okay. I mean, I'm already kind of sold on the first one because it starts with an X.
I'm kind of sold on it because it's $6 off your order of $15 plus.
Okay, so let's go there. So okay. What I'd like you to do is I would like you to go. Are you going to get an appetizer and an entree? Or are you just going to get an entree?
I mean, I'm not terribly hungry, but...
Okay, so let's just go for the entree. I'd like you to go into the entrees.
I'll tell you what. If it's $6 off, $15 or more, then it puts you under the $12 or less.
Oh.
Delivery.
Well, I mean, there's always a dessert.
And then you got to put... Yeah. Well, I had a dessert today. So, okay. So I'm in Miami. So Jimmy and I, what we do on the side every once in a while, howdy Pinky, howdy Deaf Bird, super happy that you guys are here. What we do on the side is we actually do medical conferences where we just record medical conferences. That's, you know, that's right. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we get to super lucky, super fortunate to go all over the globe, the country doing so. And
it's a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah. And I am in Miami right now. Last time we were in Miami, Jim Z was here and it was pretty great. Unfortunately, this time we weren't able to put Jimmy in the plans because
they didn't need me. It's okay.
No, it doesn't have to do with that. It had more to do with.
Well, the I mean, there was no. There was no.
Yeah, we didn't think that we'd be able to do AV. And what Jimmy and I did was we put a little bit of a failsafe in place. Mm-hmm. And I hold this here up there is because this is a little bit of a setup that I have on right now and that we've been using for a couple of weeks. And it will be going into use.
See a little square on Mike's shirt right. If you're watching this. And if you've been watching the show for the past few weeks, we've been using that. That's our little microphones, little wireless mics. And so we are going to try and use those for AV for the shows.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is actually the actual test. And I'm doing the actual test, and if it works
proof of concept,
and if it does not work, then Jimmy will not edit the videos, and I will send these back.
Yes.
But if they do work the way we think that they're going to work, well then,
I think it's gonna work.
Me too. We win, right? Then we win? We win.
Yes,
yeah.
Then we win.
We all win.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're all winners here.
Right.
Our patrons that are here are winners here as well. Yeah, Annie. Hey, Annie.
Hey.
Annie says, hey.
I think what'll be even more awesome is when Jimmy and I do stuff out of the BIMP lounge, because we're going to do stuff. We're going to do things. We've been talking about it for a while. We've been talking about. I go head in the clouds. So I do like, hey, let's go do festivals. But we can also do food festivals, and we can also do restaurants, and we can also do things that. Don't cost that much money to do. And we could bring this little bad boy here.
We can go cover some food trucks in town that are doing a festival.
Right. That's what I'm saying. All those things. All things that we can do. So I digress. This is a possibility. This is a thing. This happens.
And we just lost signal for a second. What is happening?
Is that you?
I don't know. I'm plugged in, but
earthquake.
But we did just lose it. We did have an earthquake today, so
I know. I heard my kids. My kids were like, "Yeah, I was in school and the shit shook."
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch and it was like a big truck going by for like a solid minute. It felt like.
Yeah. So yeah, I do digress. So here I am. Here I am in Miami, and I am looking at
Zoe. Yeah, so we got to go from there. So I'm thinking we go.
I'm going to do, Jimmy, is I'm actually going to text this to you now.
Okay.
Okay. And
I was just going to give you a number, and it was going to be a random choice.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I know it's terrible. You're right. It is also great. But I don't know if they have just numbers. They don't have just numbers.
Yeah, but you can count. You have fingers and toes you can use.
Yeah, but I'm not good at that. I'm not great at that.
All right, so I'm looking here. Ooh, this looks like a good spot.
Yeah.
This looks like a good spot. Solid. Yeah.
What's fun is there's not a huge menu. It's like, okay, do you want a burrito, taco, nacho, rice bowl, quesadilla, salad? Okay, your sides are queso, guac, tortilla, soup, or tortilla chips.
Right.
That makes me feel like I won.
That's true.
Already, I feel like a winner in terms of choice because they know what they're doing. When you find a place with a small menu, I got to tell you, when it comes to everybody going, but I just want more of a choice.
Option paralysis, man. Too many choices.
A, option paralysis, but also B, man, if they have everything on the menu, they ain't got it figured out.
Yep.
Why do we all love Taco Bell despite how horrible it makes us feel?
Because it doesn't matter what you order, it all tastes the same.
It's
easy.
All the same shit.
And it's all delicious. So I'm intrigued by something on here.
Go ahead.
I'm intrigued by pork mahi-mahi tacos.
Oh, tacos. Okay. Choose tortilla. Choose protein. Meatless mahi-mahi.
Right? As you go down, you see like chicken mahi-mahi. But mahi-mahi is a fish, is it not?
Correct.
So I'm guessing they combine the fish and the meat. And if you're going to do that, I wouldn't do chicken because that's just going to be...
Yeah, it's the same shit.
But pork mahi-mahi, that intrigues me.
You mean double pork mahi-mahi?
Well, I mean, if that's what I mean.
I mean, if
you're going to go
something,
you might as well go. Yeah.
And you got to go with a queso.
Yeah. Now, they also have a habanero sauce, and I do know you like habaneros. Although I am drawn
to cilantro sauce. Honestly, habaneros are good.
Mm-hmm.
They are not my favorite pepper.
Well, I know that, but I know out of these, like you like those better than chipotle peppers, correct? Or am I off there?
It depends on what the chipotle. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll give you that.
So me personally, I'd probably pick two sauces. Because the garlic cilantro always sounds great to me. And a habanero something I think that you would enjoy. I don't know if those would work together, though, so I might leave the sauce choice up to you. Now, the green tomatillo, so the green tomatillo salsa, though, is a necessity.
Yeah, I was going to say, tomatillo salsa is usually a must-have.
Yeah.
Avocado ranch, garlic cilantro sauce, garlic aioli sauce, habanero sauce. Okay, so raspberry chipotle sauce has me no.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
It doesn't sound gross. It just doesn't sound right for this application.
It doesn't sound right for fish and pork.
So I'm going to go...
That sounds like a salad dressing.
Correct. Add-ons. Oh, wait. Add-ons optional? Shredded cheese? Pico de gallo? Yeah. Lettuce? Yeah. Habanero? Jalapeno? Yeah.
Yeah, jalapenos are great.
Yeah. Yeah!
And bacon.
Well, bacon's an upcharge.
I don't know about bacon with fish and pork either. I think that's...
Would you like to add beans? Black beans. Would you like to add rice? Brown rice. Hey, listen. Brown rice. Watch
I'm
out
here for the brown rice.
Cholesterol.
I'm here for the brown rice.
Cholesterol. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So I've updated my order here because would you like to add salsa? Green tomatillo. Yeah, for sure. Put the red on too. Fuck it.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I've done it. I've done that. I've done all that.
I think that's the move.
And you know what's amazing about this is that I'm gonna check out here. Can you believe that's a Grubhub under $20?
No, I can't. That's pretty great. Well, you're outside of New York, so.
How crazy is that?
Well, think about it. Anytime that we are, when we're on the road and we get Grubhub and stuff, it's usually not that expensive. Like,
no, you're right.
If I get it at home, it's never less than $40 ever. It doesn't matter what I order. And if Andy and I are getting it together, $60 minimum.
Oh, see, I never get it alone. I will never order Grubhub alone. I feel guilty ordering it alone.
Do you?
I feel no
guilt.
I feel immensely guilty for ordering it. I'm like, I'm spending so much money for this. Fuck that. I'll just starve for 6 hours.
I mean, I'll feel like an asshole sometimes, but guilt. Guilt is a luxury that I don't allow for myself.
Ah, you know what? Yeah, well, you know what? That's something I'm in therapy for.
Right. There you go.
There you go. Right? Maybe one day.
You swaddle yourself in guilt.
Right. Exactly. I'm just like.
You make a nest of guilt and then just like bathe. Just
yeah, right. It. Yeah. I'm working on it though. We're all working on it.
You are. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, dude.
I still live in heavy denial and
oh man. I got to tell you this whole thing. So for those of you who are listening on Wednesday, this is the Friday prior to WrestleMania.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And for me, WrestleMania is a lot of fun for me. Always. I always watch it. But the modality in which I watch it and the ability to actually get into it could be very different things, and it usually has to do with other people, right? You know,
yes,
your father. So
also great word modality.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm hanging out with doctors, so hey.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's like, look at you. Look at you, vocab.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dr. Lowell, he's our buddy in when it comes to the doctors. He's from Kentucky. Great dude. And I unfortunately changed his life with an air fryer. And
a lot of lives change with air fryers.
He is trying to change my life with a bread maker.
Oh no.
Yeah. And he's made a lot of really great points.
Yeah.
And this is day one of 3 days with him.
Mm. So I had a bread maker for a brief period in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I would, I actually did get into like the night before I would put all the ingredients in.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me. Oh my God, fresh bread.
And then in the morning, hot, fresh bread.
Oh,
yes. I did that. I gained a lot of weight. because when you get, it doesn't look like a normal loaf, right? Because it's not shaped the same way. So instead, you're getting these tall loaves. And so you're cutting slices that are like the size of like three normal slices of bread. And you're cutting them thicker and it's hot. And so you're putting butter and or like a honey butter on it or so, you know, like. And it's amazing and it's delicious and all the things about it are excellent. And then, like, you just get fat because you eat so much goddamn bread.
Well, he's telling me, he's like, oh, man, you can make jams in it. You can make meatloaf. You can do all sorts of things with this. And I was like, Yeah,
you're not going to do that. You're going to make a lot of bread and you're going to eat a lot of bread.
That was my other problem, too, is I presented him with a new, like, hey, man, I got an Instant Pot and it's really great. And he was like, cool, get a bread maker. Get a bread maker. Do it.
I think there is a couple of recipes of making dough in an Instant Pot. There's certain breads that you can do in there too.
You can make some dough. You can make some, apparently, yogurt.
Oh, okay.
And cake is another, like, dough.
Cake you can definitely make, yeah.
Cake and yogurt are two settings on my Instant Pot.
Right, right. The yogurt setting.
Which is, I've never done either of them. I have heard that the yogurt part is a problem in terms of,
I don't understand the benefits of making yogurt versus just buying some yogurt.
Yeah, the yogurt thing is a problem because of money wise. I do apologize because I don't normally watch SmackDown live.
Is that what you're doing?
It's happening on like. I don't have.
I see you looking up and to the left quite a bit.
So there are things happening. There's stuff happening.
I have been. It's so since it's WrestleMania week. If you're a wrestling fan, and you're also addicted to YouTube as I am, there are so many things that it's interviews and appearances and things that you can watch.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And so I've been doing that, and poor Annie has just had to have nothing but wrestling, even though she likes wrestling and she's into it too, and she won't call herself poor Annie, but I'll say it.
he heard the little,
yeah.
She agrees.
Yeah, she's like, it's a lot. It's a lot of wrestling. But yeah. She does. She does like wrestling.
What's not to like?
What's up?
What's not to like?
What's not to
CM
like?
CM Punk. CM Punk. CM Punk.
CM Punk. CM Punk's
yes.
Injured. He's got a broken wing.
CM Punk.
Take CM these Punk. Broken wings.
Yeah. I think I really I'm super stoked for this weekend. I'm actually, so again, like I was saying, like I am in a situation where I will go out to dinner with some people, and then shortly after I will have a hotel at my disposal, a hotel room,
right?
And I was able
you'll be in to Miami, and you'll be in your hotel room watching WrestleMania.
I just to the left of me here, mm-hmm. I have my little dongle here, ready to go.
With watch out HDMI. For the dongle.
HDMI, and I'm like, yo, WrestleMania is happening.
WrestleMania,
and you know what's awesome?
What's that?
I'm gonna fucking do that. And
damn right, dude. If I was there with you, we would do that.
We would do that. We would do that together.
That's right.
People
be like, "What'd you do in Miami?" And we'd be like, "We sat in the hotel and watched WrestleMania."
Well, it's the same thing. It's like, "What'd you do?" We didn't even need WrestleMania, right?
Right.
No, so we went to Seattle, right? We went to Seattle, and we were like,
well, "We tried. We gave it our all."
We need to go to Seattle because this is our fucking Mecca, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we grew up on. This is our, yes.
Yeah. The end of the day. We tried Seattle. We tried. We tried really hard. We
tried. And guess what? 11, what did you do in Seattle?
11 p.m.?
We went to 7-Eleven, got some Mad Dog 2020, and watch Lucha Underground.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed either.
We saw bands too. We saw bands too.
We did.
It's okay.
We tried to see more bands.
Yeah. I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use GrillYourAssOff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious, and you can have your own if you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use a promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders,
yeah.
Because this company is veteran owned and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super cool guys.
Check out their site, check it out, taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up, figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. That's what's up.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
perhaps,
Bacon?
Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over right at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's
up,
bacon?
Speaking of bands, I had a great show on Saturday.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that.
I wanted to shout out Pinky in the patrons. It was nice to see you there. It was awesome. And I hadn't seen her in a while, so it was super fun. And my mom surprised me by showing up. Annie was super sneaky and was gone the night before. And seeing her mom in Jersey and in the morning was like, I texted her good morning and she was like, hey, I'm on my way home. And I'm like, why are you up so early? Like, what? Why are you? That doesn't make any sense. And she was like, oh, my mom woke me up. And I was like, oh, okay, that checks out. And so I go in to brush my teeth. I brush my teeth. I hear Annie come in. So I know she's home. So I come downstairs and my mom is on the couch. And I was like, wait, what? What's happening right now? And my mom had, I guess, saved a flight and was holding on to it just to see. Because she wanted to come to the show and she wanted to come out. And one of her things is she doesn't want to, sometimes it's been a couple times where we haven't seen each other for an entire year. And then like, I see them at Christmas time. And so she's been really up on like, I'm not letting that happen anymore. Cause she brought up a good thing. She said, we're getting older. So she's giving me the life is short and we're going to die guilt. And so she hit me with that and she was like, if I only live to 70, that's only 10 more years. And if I only see you once a year, then you're only going to see me 10 more times. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Mom went dark.
Yeah.
That's dark.
Yeah. That is dark.
It's also true.
But it is also true. And I was like, oh my God, like that's, wow, that's legit. And so she said, you know, she was like, I'm going to make sure that it's not once a year and we see each other more. So her and Annie were conniving and Annie picked her up from the airport and sneakily brought her in the house and she was here for the weekend and it was awesome. It was super fun. We got to hang out. And it's, you know, we're coming up to the time where it's going to be rare that Annie's home too. So I want to take as much of that as I can. Yeah. So we got to go to breakfast. We got to, she came to the show. The show was super fun. It was at the Polish American Independent Hall. So it kind of felt like a high school dance where it was like a big disco ball. And the room was all like dark with red lighting, but then the stage was just starkly white light, just full on lights.
Sure.
But the bands were awesome. Dino Skate Park was on the show with us. It was Pathmaker's release show. I'm trying to think of the name of the girl that opened. I want to get it right, so I don't want to say it wrong. So I'm going to look it up real quick here, but the show was actually really, really good. Pathmaker was awesome. Dino Skate Park, it was great. It was super fun to see those guys. I haven't seen Dylan in a really long time. All right, let's see here. I want to say your name correctly. Come on. Lori Ann Kraus.
Okay.
So she opened the night up, singer-songwriter. She had a full band with her, though. I thought it was going to be just her on piano, and she actually had a bass player and a drummer with her, and they were absolutely fantastic. Dino was awesome, and Pathmaker just totally killed it. Anybody that saw my performance with Pathmaker, I went up and sang with them. A song that I appeared on the record. I appeared on the song Perfect Storm on the record. and singing way out of my range, and singing way out of my range after singing a full set, I was a bit squeaky. I saw video and I was like, "Whoa, all right, sorry."
Pinky got high with your mom.
Yes, Pinky got. Not only did Pinky get high with my mom, Pinky got my mom high. My mom didn't have one drink at all. She was sort of not feeling great. And then she told me the next day, she was like, Melissa was great. She got me just the right amount of high.
Incredible.
Which was fantastic. So the show was super fun. The audience was awesome. The crowd was great. It was a really cool night. A bunch of cool people. It was a different vibe, different kind of a show. It made me kind of like miss those like VFW hall shows. Just were energy, you know?
Yeah. Jen was talking about doing it and doing it with us and getting some shit going with something heavy as well. So,
yeah.
It's very much a selfish, like, hey, let the kids see you when they're like,
right,
developmentally able to like actually see you, because I have pictures all over the social medias and stuff of my kids going to see me, but it was way early in their lives, but yeah, so that's gonna happen, but. I know you got another show coming up in May, which I'm super excited about.
We do, yeah.
With the Revel and the Nines, but
the Revel and the Nines and the Muckrakers.
Yeah, yeah. Our buddy Kyler,
yeah,
and the Muckrakers. There's a show that you're going to do, and I am going to be at, but also. I don't know if you got the official okay on it or not, mm-hmm. or if whatever, but are we playing in June?
Are you talking about June?
June? Yeah.
You're talking about June, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about June.
You're talking about off the turnpike?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We can talk about that.
Okay. All right. Cool. No, I just want to make sure. I was on a plane. He was asking me on a fucking plane.
Nice.
So he was like, hey, you want to play a show? And I was like, yeah, I do.
Our buddy Andy, the singer of the band Off the Turnpike.
Hell yeah.
They've gotten back together. Love that band. Love him. And he contacted me and said, I'm working on a show. Do you have any venues? Do you have any venues in mind that I should reach out to? I mentioned Village Pub to him.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it is, right?
I think he called them. That is where it is on.
Yeah.
On
And I'm guessing it's you, us. Do you know who else is on it? Do we have confirmation on that? Are we saying that?
There's no confirmation.
Okay. Okay, so it's a developing situation.
I won't say for sure that Revel 9 was asked.
Right.
But
well, I know they were asked. I just don't know if they're available. Revel
9 was asked.
I don't know if they're available.
But confirmed are definitely you mm-hmm. and Off the Turnpike.
Yes.
And Something Heavy.
Excellent. So this is the first I'm hearing that you confirmed. So I knew that you were asked. I did not know you were confirmed.
I was confirmed.
Awesome. That's super fun.
I am confirmed. And I can also confirm that before that show will be a new single.
Excellent.
And I don't have a release date for it yet. But I want to say it on this podcast. So I don't know how many of you like Alexis is on Fire. Alexis on Fire. Or Alex is on Fire. Depends on how you want to say it. But Alexis on Fire.
How do you feel?
However you feel. there's a song called This Could Be Anywhere in the World, and it is one of my favorite songs in ever. And it's strange because it's a song that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not necessarily a band I love the most. You know, like, it's not a Beartooth, a Chili Peppers.
Sure, it's not one of your go-to five. Like, yeah.
But the song itself is one of my favorites. And awesome. Long story short, Something Heavy has covered it. And we do have a...
special guest star.
Yeah, we got a special guest star. And Jimsy has heard it.
Yes, it's really good. Very good.
I am super excited to announce that Julia from the Neon Skyline is going to be joining us for that song. Now, whether or not that happens at Village Pub...
Oh, is that a possibility?
...is unknown.
Oh.
It's not an impossibility.
That's awesome.
But it is a single that's going to be released. It's a cover. It's a single. It's happening. Patrons, be ready next week. It's coming to you first.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I may or may not be able to confirm that we might have a single out for that as well. That might also happen.
That might be a thing as well.
And it is a single that also has been contributed on by a many guest singers.
Oh, really? That's the first one?
That's going to be the first one.
That's the first one.
Yep. Why not? Why not do that one first?
Okay.
So we have a song called Grains.
Yeah.
A lot of our fan base has heard, and they've responded very well to it live. And it we recorded it. I haven't even heard it yet, but I just got the first real mix right before I came on here. I haven't been able to hear it yet, but the first mix today. And I think that June feels like a good time to release music, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you're releasing music, I'll release some music, we'll see what happens. We'll both put some things out into the world, and then we'll play a show together.
Yeah, we should do that. We should let's
I think
do
that's
that.
A good idea.
I like that. I like that a lot. Also, yeah. Grains is amazing. Pinky says here, Grains is amazing. I've heard a version of Grains.
Yes.
And then I've contributed to
a you are of you Grains. Are one of the special guest stars.
I'm not a star. In that
you are a star. You are a star.
I'm in that.
Yes.
But there are stars in that.
And you are among them, and you are one.
I'm there. I'm just fucking there.
Okay, but hey, a constellation has many stars.
And I
none of them are just there.
I've busted Jimmy's chops about on this show, probably live, I don't know, but definitely on this show, about putting Grains in standard tuning.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know what standard tuning is basically when we talk about songwriting and what we play in and stuff like that, it's when you get a guitar, standard issue. It's a... That's how things come.
A lot of us in the rock genre, what we tend to do is we take all the instruments that can be tuned, and we tune them all down slightly, or in Mike's case, down quite a bit. And there are several reasons to do that. One of them is to make things sound darker. One of them is to tends to kind of make things sound a little bit, in my opinion, a little grimier, little bit more harsh. But also, there's an added benefit to whatever you're singing, pitch-wise, is brought down a bit too. And Mike called my manhood into question to say you should put grains in standard tuning.
I didn't call your manhood into question.
I believe it was like, if you're a real man, you'd sing that standard.
Maybe I did.
Okay. I believe that was
perhaps.
I believe that was what was said. Yeah. To which I said, I do not fall for such things. I do not. I do not play these games. I will continue to sing it where I can sing it.
That's a way longer explanation than you said. You told me to go fuck myself. Like,
maybe, and I also
you, no,
and
no, I was definitely. Like, you told me go was, fuck yourself.
Yes,
the first time. Yes. The first time.
Because I was like,
grains has this key change.
Yeah.
This high key change, which is fucking great, right? But at the same time, I did some vocal parts.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Those things.
And you sang through the key change.
Both the key change and... Not just that, but I was also like, you know what? I'll sing Chimmy's part as well. Because whether they use it or not, I'm not going to be the asshole to go, you should have done that.
Right.
And not do it myself.
Commendable.
Right?
Commendable.
I doubt whatever I put there was used. Because it was probably not very good because it was too high. Or not high enough, rather.
Well, it's a good thing that I did not do the key change.
Right.
Or not do the standard tuning.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was it's pretty high. It's pretty high when they do that key change. And you know what? You still should have done it, you fucking pussy. Just saying. You still should have done that.
Fair enough.
And then I will
live with my choice.
Done the high one to prove that you should have done it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. So,
you know what? It'll be tough, but someday I hope to get over my own failure and feel of loss at not doing it. But I will try. I will try and get over it.
Next time.
And yes, Mike is going to be on the recorded version of it.
Yeah.
As is, I'll go ahead and just say it here. As is our buddy DJ from Rebel 9. Mm-hmm. As is our buddy James from Pathmaker. As is Ev from Pathmaker. As is my good friend Brian Speaker. As is my good friend Johnny Beehive. There are a plethora of fantastic singers that I am honored to have been able to ask, and they
there's a plethora of fantastic singers and me.
You are not the Miz.
I mean, I don't know about Pinky. I don't know if you know this or not, but that's not the first Craig Strange song that I was on.
Yeah, Mikey's been on like every
don't say a lot of records, lot of records.
He's been on a bunch of our records.
But also, there was a point where I was able to go, "Hey, Waterbury, hey Monty, I have been on more Craig Strange songs."
Yes,
and it was pretty awesome. But now I can't do that anymore.
No, not now. They actually, I will say I'm pretty proud of all the backup vocalists and vocals on this record.
I'm excited for the one
that I didn't have to do it all.
Yeah. I'm excited for the one that I'm just gonna say there's one that you know that I'm talking about.
Yes.
That, I am super excited for. And I'm super excited to hear the end result of such things. So
yes, it's going to be good stuff.
Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, I think my stuff is going to be here rather soon.
Momentarily?
Momentarily. So what I'm going to do is we'll end this, right? And then okay. I'll download it, I'll edit it, and then I'll put my reaction to the food.
So I'll get to see it later too. I have to wait and see it later.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess nice. So. Unless nice. You want to like just it. Hang out. But I know you've got exotic pizza sect happening soon.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'd rather have exotic pizza sex than
and grapes.
Wait for what?
And grapes. She's gonna grape me in grapes. The mouth. She's gonna grape me right in the mouth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm the grapist.
She's the grapist.
Can Annie? Can Annie. You just feed him? Yeah. Can you feed him a grape real quick?
Oh, he's asking you to feed me a grape.
If what?
He's asking if you'll feed me a grape.
Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
On camera. Put your, on, stop tilting your hand.
On camera. I was speaking to her because she was
is it happening?
Over there.
I hope it's happening.
She's going to get a grape.
That's fantastic.
She's going to get a grape.
Well, I've got my Grubhub.
Not only. All right. We're doing this. Okay.
Oh, it's a pile of grapes. Oh, I love this.
Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You want one? Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
Don't grape me.
I love it. It's like bobbing for apples, but way more awkward.
Way more awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? No, it's not that more. But guys, thank you.
I was gonna make it awkward.
So much for joining us. We love you.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Thank you to the patrons. Thank you for being here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This little fun time. Pinky says exotic pizza, sex, and grapes. Kinky, hell yeah. No one better than the goat. You've been the goat, Annie Stoic. Thank you for appearing on the show and increasing our ratings.
That's always what's most important.
Absolutely. Get the people what they want.
Exactly.
People's ratings.
All right, fucking so I'm gonna leave.
What I will say is this. We said we started the episode about yes. this, right? So what you don't know is that last week Jimmy and I did not get together.
Yeah.
And for me personally, I felt a hole in my heart.
I not too
getting together with Jimmy last week. Because too, I do enjoy hanging out and doing things with him. And this was not like a conscious, like, I need some space, bro. Right. It was absolutely.
We had stuff going on.
It has to do with life itself. Yeah. And
it was Easter.
For me, right. It was fucking Easter. I mean, it was so funny because at the end of Easter dinner and like she's Jen was just like, what time you got to get home? And I was like, I don't have a show. And she's like, really? And I was like,
just what?
Oh, I mean, is that the blessing? Is that the blessing? Is that the blessing for next year?
Right. That means it's on.
I mean, it's fuck. But yeah, honestly, like, for me, I know like we've both had a lot going on. So this week, next week, all that kind of stuff. It's been a little bit crazy, difficult to just do. But I fucking miss it. I miss not hanging out and talking with my buddy. And that's, man, that makes me realize, like, every once in a while, you'll go, what the fuck are we doing this for? And it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
You know what? We have an excuse to get together with our homie and,
yep.
and like, just talk. We have to talk. We have to talk, do this, and let other people talk. And, yeah, man. I miss you. I'm excited. Next week, we're going to do this in Iowa together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. So
we're gonna be back next week. We won't be in the Bimp Lounge, but we will be in a hotel room somewhere in Iowa.
In the outskirts, in the bowels.
In the bowels.
In the bowels of Iowa.
So, guys, thank you for joining us. We love you. We'll see you next time. And always remember to ask yourself, in case you forgot.
Never forget. What's your bacon?
World peace.
Stay tuned for Mike's food reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to do that, too. Huh?
All right, guys. So here I am. Here I am in Miami. In my hotel. I'm about to have some of this food that I ordered. I will say this, is that normally when you get a taco, it's relatively small. And this taco is basically like a burrito. But there are fucking three of them. So holy shit. Holy shit to start with. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it with you here. And bottoms up. I'm going to be very honest. I think they put mahi-mahi and they put pork on this. So two things they put on this, and this is under $20. I have three of them. I'll probably have enough for tomorrow, but Jimsy did a good job. He did a great job. I love you, bud. Thank you.